God Leads Us Along by George A. Young, 1903. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Psalm 23, verses 2 and 3. These are the wonderful words of God Leads Us Along. In shady green pastures so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the water's cool flow bathes the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Sometimes on the mount, where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley, in darkest of night, God leads his dear children along. Though sorrows befall us and Satan oppose, God leads his dear children along. Through grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes. God leads his dear children along. Away from the mire and away from the clay, God leads his dear children along. Away up in glory, eternity's day, God leads his dear children along. Robert J. Morgan shares this about George Young and his wife in the book Then Sings My Soul, his second book. George Young, a carpenter, and his wife dedicated their lives to following the Lord wherever he would lead. "He does the leading," they often said, "and we do the following." Well, God led them to the rural Midwest, and they traveled from church to church in revival efforts. Their finances were always tight, but through the many years, we never went hungry, they said. Mrs. Young said years later, "Oh, sometimes we didn't have too much of this world's goods, but we always had so much of Jesus." Finally, they saved enough money to buy a small piece of land on which George built a cottage. Though small, it was the fulfillment of a life's dream, and when they moved in, they dedicated the house to God and sang the doxology, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." But sometime later, when the Youngs were away on a ministry trip, a thug who had been offended by George's preaching set the house on fire. Returning home, the Youngs found a heap of ashes. All their worldly goods and cherished possessions were gone. As George gazed at the ruins, he recounted the precious possessions fire could never destroy: his family, his relationship with Christ, his ministry, and his eternal home. There and then, the words to "God Leads Us Along" began forming in his mind. Within a few days, he had written all three stanzas of this treasured hymn. A fourth stanza would be added later. Years later, Dr. Haldor Lillenis, a fellow music composer seeking to track down George's widow, drove to the small Kansas town where she resided. Stopping for directions, he was alarmed to hear that Mrs. Young was living in the run-down country poorhouse. Lillenis was deeply troubled that the widow of the author of such a fine hymn about God's guidance should spend her final days in the poorhouse. But when he finally found her, Mrs. Young explained, "One day God took my sweet husband home. Oh, how I missed him, for we had always served the Lord together. In my heart I wondered, where will God now lead me? Dr. Lillenis, God led me here. I'm so glad he did, for you know, about every month someone comes into this place to spend the rest of their days, and so many of them don't know my Jesus. I'm having the time of my life introducing them to Jesus. Dr. Lillenis, isn't it wonderful how God leads?" Well, I'd like to share some reflective thoughts and a prayer with you as well. What a marvelous illustration of two people who chose not to be bitter about life's circumstances, but instead they chose to focus upon God's blessings. They dealt with the hardships and injustices of this life with an eternal perspective, which changes our outlook on the present and fixes our attention and affection on future reward. Let's pray. Jesus, help me to recognize that blessing and provision from your hand is not measured by this world's goods or definitions of success. You grant divine peace that cannot be obtained through status, bank account, good health, human relationships, or anything else that is limited to this world's attainments. Knowing you, my blessed Redeemer, and being confident of spending eternity with you in heaven is the greatest and highest privilege I will enjoy here on earth and throughout eternity. Turn my heart away from worthless idols and toward eternal treasures. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.